I want to know, though, about your free agent article. You mentioned it. You told me a little bit about it beforehand. But you also said that, unfortunately, you weren't able to get it finished up before. But that's okay. I'm pretty sure it'll be out by the time this podcast is up and ready to go. So tell me a little bit about it.
I went, as the kids say, ham on this. I ranked every single guy who is an early termination, unrestricted or restricted free agent. And it's like, I don't have the numbers on it, but it's like 160 or so guys. Ranked one to the end. So kind of just talk about the top guys. LeBron James is obviously, he'll be number one forever, it seems like. He has that early termination. It sounds like he's going to opt out. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think he'll be back with the Heat though. But can you imagine if the Rockets get him?
I don't think he would go to Houston.
Yeah, where do you think he'll go? If not Miami, Cleveland?
I think there are two places outside. A lot of people say it can only be Miami or Cleveland. Cleveland because he'd be doing it for sentimental reasons. Miami because he's built something there. I think he could go to New York if Phil coached. Again, that ship may have sailed, but I could see him. I could see it happening.
It'd be crazy, man.
I could see something happening, something getting worked out. Him going to New York. I don't think it's likely, but I think it's the only other scenario, in my opinion. I don't think he goes anywhere else because I think you can legitimately say I'm going to New York because I want to play for Phil. You can say you're going to Cleveland because you want the sentimental. You're staying in Miami because that's where you've built your legacy. But if you go anywhere else, you're really just an assassin for hire.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what he wants, though. I could see him saying like, "Oh, I want to play for a different team and just win like three titles with three different teams." I could see that happening.
Okay, I could, if that's the case, if like that is his mindset, and I'm operating under the assumption that's not what he wants to be considered.
Yeah, I'm not saying that either, but I'm just saying I can see him doing that.
Now I'm going to go Skip Bayless on you. So that's what you're saying right now is that you've talked to LeBron James and he wants to.
Yes, per sources.
Per sources. Yeah. Love that so much, the old per sources.
Yeah, I have sources close to the situation.
Stephen Smith, by the way, is the king of that. That's why I absolutely adore Stephen Smith. Yeah. Skip, of course, we know doesn't have sources because nobody wants to talk to Skip anymore.
Yeah, man. I can't watch that show, man.
It's my favorite show on air. I haven't missed a First Take podcast in over 2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like my soap opera, dude. It's filthy. It's like Days of Our Lives for me.
Yeah.
So
in the shower after it.
So. All right, let's go. I know we're already pressing on time here. You had so much damn good info. So if you're cool, are you good going forward a little bit here?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Let's hit like these top few free agents because I'm looking through this stuff you have listed. Obviously, LeBron James is number one. But number two, of course, Carmelo. He's got the early termination option. Tell me a little bit about, in your mind, how Derek Fisher can or cannot persuade him to stay. Is it going to happen? Will it not?
I think he's gone, man.
Okay.
And I actually don't like Melo that much, just as far as, you know, he takes way, he had 26.6% of his shots came in isolation last year. That's crazy. For, you know, one quarter of his shots coming without any help from his team just makes me sick. Kevin Durant, 16.2%, by the way. So yeah, I mean, Houston, Bulls. I could see him going either, even the Miami Big Four rumor. That could happen. A lot of guys would have to take a pay cut, but you know, Melo would be, I heard his deal would be $50 million if he were to do that around there versus the 127 he'd get with the Knicks. So I mean, geez, that's not a way to be a bomber like that to lose that much money.
Does Melo make the Heat the hands on favorite if he goes to Miami?
Oh my god, yeah. But we'll see what Lala says. Lala said she has to have her 2 cents in.
Okay.
Then we'll have to. I think I'll go with Lala to LA. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. But yeah, he'll go anywhere. I just don't see him going to New York again.
Okay, so that leaves the void open in New York. Do they get any marquee free agents? Are they in full on rebuild mode?
Hey, Bledsoe, man, that'd be cool. But yeah, I don't think that's in Phil's repertoire to rebuild. Too old, so and they've. I mean, it's been kind of what has killed them so long. They just keep trading draft picks. They're like, "Oh yeah, we got to be good now." It's okay to be bad for a couple of years. Like that's the Thunder were really, or the Sonics, or whatever you want to call them, were really bad. They kicked ass in the draft, And now look at them. It's kind of the model nowadays. Like, Philadelphia's doing that too. Just suck as bad as you can.
You said you don't have a problem with Randy Whitman. Do you have a problem with Scott Brooks?
I have a huge problem with Scott Brooks.
Okay, thank you.
I can't. He's one of the worst coaches in the league. And I'm not saying Westbrook should come off the bench, but in the playoffs, when they didn't have Serge Ibaka, like, why are you sitting Durant and Westbrook at the same time? Like, work it out so that when Durant's off on the bench, Russell's out there and vice versa. Those two guys were number one and number two in usage rate in the entire league, and on the same team. It's just, I don't know, it's stupid, man.
Well, let me ask you something. How many NBA championships have you won? Because Derek Fisher has a lot, so Scott Brooks must know what he's doing, all right?
Yeah, that's true. Could you imagine if, like, Popovich had Durant?
Yeah, it'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, like they would have won 16-0 in the playoffs.
Can I tell you my unadulterated behind the scenes advice to LeBron? Like, if I could have 5 minutes with LeBron James to influence his opinion.
Sounds dirty, but okay.
I suppose I did that. I did set that up very poorly. Okay, so I have like 5 minutes to talk to LeBron and convince him, and let's just assume that for some reason, some magical reason, whatever I say to him has way more influence than it normally would. I would try my hardest to convince him to sign a 15-year deal with the Spurs.
Oh my God, I mean, that's
Popovich would coach till he was 90 if he could have LeBron.
Oh my God, I couldn't even imagine that. It would like break the internet or something.
Can you imagine LeBron James playing maybe 28 to 30 minutes a night, absolutely dominating the league with all of those peripheral pieces that that Buford brings in?
Oh man, and then bring Kawhi back too, or what?
Yeah, bring Kawhi back too. I guarantee you, if LeBron were to go to San Antonio, I guarantee you the other big three would be willing to ride into the sunset, winning a couple more titles, taking significant pay cuts.
For sure. And jeez, I mean, nuts, man.
I don't know why he wouldn't. Like, there's all this talk about, oh, he wants to play for Phil. Oh, he wants to, you know, go back to his hometown. Like, why not just go to the one? You've had no stability whatsoever up to this point in your career. Zero. None. No stability whatsoever. Why not go to the one franchise in the NBA that has exhibited at an elite level, and just finish your career there? You know you'll be taken care of. The fans will love you. Unless it's a case of narcissism where he's got to be in a big market with a big, you know, huge fan base and, you know, lots of, you know, big city lights around him and everything. I personally don't see why someone who could go anywhere he wanted wouldn't go there. That's my opinion.
Yeah, that would – him and Kawhi, man, would be – I love Kawhi Leonard, by the way. He better get Max Doe. But, yeah, he's – because he's doing he could get his contract extended before the 31st of October, Halloween. So,
can you give me a reason why not, though?
Hmm?
Is there a reason why not? Like, why LeBron shouldn't go to San Antonio?
It wouldn't be fair.
Yeah, like, other than that, though, like, I've never heard anybody talk about it, but I don't understand why. Like, if I was a free agent, that's where I would want to go.
You think so? I mean, they had three of the top 10 in effective field goal percentage last year. How do you even do that? It's just an offensive factory.
It's an offensive factory, and why? What was the biggest issue with LeBron this finals? He looked tired. He played too many minutes. He played, what, 1,600 more minutes than Dwayne Wade this year?
At least, I'd say.
I was going to say, it was something stupid how many more minutes he played than Dwayne Wade. He goes to San Antonio. Pop is playing a maximum 30 minutes a night.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll, I don't know if you could get him in. If you're going to bring LeBron in, you can't play him 30. You
30,
play
33, 30, 34 maybe? Or
yeah, 35.
Okay.
Still pretty good. I'd put him in. I won't put him outside the top 10.
Yeah, I suppose that might be a little bit of an under. I don't know. I get giddy about Pop doing this thing. And, like, I'd love to see, you know, LeBron just take random off nights on Thursday night marquee nights for the NBA.
What was the financial consequences or something like that.
Wasn't it like $100,000 or something?
Yeah, the $100,000. There was like a term that Stern used. I think it was, I forget. But yeah, that was really funny.
Yeah.
Or substantial sanctions, that's what it was.
Substantial sanctions.
Yeah.
Absolutely love that. But okay, so that's my two cents on LeBron of the Spurs. LeBron, if you're listening, if we have that unadulterated moment, that intimacy between you and I, please do that. Eric Bledsoe, restricted. You love him.
I love Eric Bledsoe.
Yeah.
So good. So he better get max money. One, I think that meniscus injury was kind of a fluke, although he did have a meniscus tear back in his Clipper days. So that's really the only knock on him, man. His jumper came around. we're talking about a guy who had just 18.5% of his buckets come off an assist. That's number one in the NBA for guys with at least 15 minutes per game. It's just a beast. I think he's a superstar, man. He could you put him with another decent guy. You got a playoff contender. I mean, look at the Suns. They weren't supposed to do anything. Imagine if they had Marcin Gortat last year. Like, they would have definitely made the playoffs and probably would have been top five seed, right? I mean, because they couldn't get anything out of their center spot. They played Markieff Morris at center. That's just how good Bledsoe and Dragic were. They just dominated.
You know who this reflects on? It reflects on Vinny Del Negro.
Yes, exactly.
What an awful, awful job. Anybody who's ever thinking of hiring Vinny Del Negro as their coach again needs only to look at Eric Bledsoe buried on the Clippers bench as they were being mercilessly, ruthlessly bounced from the playoffs by the Memphis Grizzlies.
And DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah, it's...
Like, DeAndre didn't get any playing time. This year, Doc played him. This year, DeAndre looks like a superstar.
Yeah, so it's... Vinny Del Negro is unbelievably bad, in my opinion.
Yeah. I heard the Cleveland rumors talking to Del Negro. You're like, oh, Cleveland, you're so cute. But they hired the right guy, man. Blatt sounds awesome.
Oh, dude, I was so excited about that hiring. You know, being here from Columbus, you don't get a lot of out-of-the-box thinking from Ohio teams. You know, Cincinnati teams, Cleveland teams, not really even the Columbus Blue Jackets. It's pretty much been an exercise in futility being a sports
Blue Jackets.
Fan in Ohio. Yeah, you don't get a lot of that out-of-the-box thinking. I was actually very impressed. Kind of hope this ushers in a new era of, I want to say increased accountability and responsibility. Like, we're going to try what we can to win. We're not just going to hire Mike Brown again. Like, that's...
Yeah, that would have been, I wish they would have done that. That would have been so great.
That really would have. But, that's kind of where that stands. I think Eric Bledsoe wants to go somewhere where he can win, not necessarily just get paid, to be honest with you. I think this guy's a competitor. I think he's kind of like Kyle Lowry in that sense. I don't think Kyle Lowry will go somewhere where he's just going to get paid. I think he wants to win as well. What are some landing spots you could see Bledsoe? Let's just group Bledsoe and Lowry together here because obviously both of them up for kind of the same thing.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, if Melo walks, the Knicks, Raymond Felton's not a starting point guard, whether he wants to be or not. He had a horrible year. So the Knicks make sense. That's probably the first one that comes to mind. But then maybe Phoenix brings in Lowry too if they lose Bledsoe.
But doesn't Phil Jackson's system that he's implementing the triangle kind of diminish the need for a player like Bledsoe?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. For a guy who just takes most of his shots in ISO too, kind of like Melo does. But actually, Bledsoe did a lot of pick and roll too. But I don't know. I mean, he's just too good. If you can get Bledsoe on your team, I think you kind of got to go for it, whether it's system aside or not.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is that if they can't keep Melo, they have to bring somebody in to fill the seats, and Bledsoe could be that guy for sure.
Yeah. So that'd be where else?
Lowry? I've heard Lowry to Miami rumors.
Yeah, that'd be – man, if they could – I actually would prefer – so for about the same money, you think Lowry's going to get max or what?
I think maybe because of the age, he doesn't quite get the max. Does have that injury history combined with the age, but he's got to get something near. Like, he's got to get, 15, 16 a year?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Maybe, I think the low end would probably be, 13, 14 maybe.
Yeah.
Just really close to max.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. I hate to see Toronto lose out on him, though.
Yeah, I think it's all going to – I think it kind of weighed on him a little bit, to be honest, that they wouldn't give him a vote of confidence, that the management wouldn't, as they were making that run. You know, if you remember, they were trying to trade him until the deadline. He was on the block. They're making this phenomenal run. They look better than any Toronto Raptors team really has ever looked. It looks like they actually have an outside shot at the NBA Finals. And they refuse to, affirm from the top down that Kyle Lowry is their – I think that honestly weighs on a guy like that. With the chip on the shoulder aspect, he wants to go somewhere that unequivocally wants him to be there. And to be honest, he doesn't want to deal with any kind of rumors like that. So that's my opinion.
Yeah, that was kind of messed up. And it wasn't even for a good deal. Like, it was for Raymond Felton and a 2018 draft pick or something stupid like that.
Yep.
It's I can see that. I don't know. I think he's him and DeRozan are really tight. Yeah, so I don't know. I think he'll stay.
I hope so. I really genuinely do. I just worry a guy like that. He's got a little bit of that Lance Stephenson crazy gene, and I worry a guy like that just he gets a bad taste of you in his mouth and it just doesn't go away.
Yeah.
So that's yeah. That's my only concern. But I yeah, they can obviously give him more money than I'm sorry, it's they have, it's he's unrestricted. I apologize for that. It's yeah. It's Bledsoe that's restricted. So
right.
he can choose anywhere he wants to go. And you know, I could see I think Phil Jackson would rather have Bledsoe than Lowry. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so.
So, you know, those might be the two guys that really look to get picked up by New York if Melo does choose to leave. But I think Bledsoe is more likely than Lowry.
Yeah, I'd say Lowry is a better fit, but I just think Bledsoe is a superior talent.
And I think the career arc, the upside for Bledsoe is much higher than Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, so high. He could, what? He's like what Russell Westbrook kind of ceiling, right?
Yeah, that's what I think. He's just a phenomenal athlete.
Yeah.
Okay, couple last guys because they are some big names and there could be some movement with them. Chris Bosh obviously has basically said he'll do anything short of bending over for the Miami Heat to keep him there. But I put forth an interesting postulation the other day on Twitter. I think the Warriors should make a run for Chris Bosh and keep Klay Thompson. What do you think?
It sounds good. But that would I don't know if I would want. I think he could be better somewhere else. I really liked him back in the Raptors days when he used to go to the Basketball. And he's really, really faded away and been more mid-range. But that's kind of because of LeBron and Wade, though.
Isn't that what David Lee did? Except he didn't play any defense, which Chris Bosh could kind of fix.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, Lee did. No, Lee's actually more around the basket, but compared to Bosh.
That's what I mean. Like if you slot Bosh into that David Lee role, and yep. You know, Lee took his fair complement of mid-range jumpers off of passes from Curry, from Blake, and those guys. But he's also, you know, in that pick and roll, a lot of times finishing around the rim. I think you could get Bosh back into that rhythm by putting him in the offense, putting him back into that David Lee type role. And you also get the added, you know, you get the three-point shot that you really wanted with Kevin Love. He's not as good, obviously, but you still get to stretch the floor with him. And yep. You get defense, which I don't know how you feel about his defense, but I do think Chris Bosh is a better defender than Kevin Love and David Lee.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Oh, no argument there. I totally agree.
So I like Bosh to Golden State much more than Kevin Love. That's just my two cents. People called me crazy yesterday for saying
that. I don't think it's crazy, but I do disagree. I'd rather have Love just because he's poor.
Listen to you. You're like an NBA jam, dude. I'm all about playing the right way. You just want the offense.
Yep. It's a simple game. I want to score more points than your team.
All right, that's fair enough. Very fair. I'm not going to talk about Dirk Nowitzki and Tim Duncan just because I think we both know at this point neither of these guys are going to different teams.
They're going overseas, man.
They're going overseas. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think either of those.
Olympiacos.
Do you think either of those guys could ever finish out their career overseas, or are they just done?
No way.
Okay, cool. It's just interesting because they do have their affiliations to different countries and. Be interesting to see if guys ever did that.
Over to Deutschland, send Dirk back there.
All right. Two last guys that I see on your list that are really interesting that I want to get your opinion on. The first one is Chandler Parsons. This guy's been sort of an anomaly over the past couple of seasons because of how little money he's making. If the Rockets want to keep him, they got to pony up. Does he go somewhere else?
So big to get that kind of production for that kind of money.
Mm-hmm.
Depends. It's kind of priorities here. If they're going to make a push for Melo or LeBron, I'm doubtful, Parsons probably gone. So he could maybe go to New York, go back to even Miami. I mean, he could just go anywhere. He's that versatile, too. I mean, they played him at the 2. They played him at the 3, the 4. I don't know. I hope he stays with Houston. And it's just such a great fit. We talked about the at the rim or threes alone. So, I don't know. We'll see where he goes, but I think he'll stay unless they make a really big splash for Melo.
Okay, and the last guy I really want to talk intensively about is Lance Stephenson, unrestricted. There's a huge rift among analysts. That it sounds like some people think that he's just so valuable at a spot where there's such a dearth of talent, and some people say they wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole regardless. Where do you fall, and where do you think he's actually going to end up?
Well, you can go first because I liked your point with you were saying with Charlotte. It sounded pretty interesting.
I would love to. Obviously, the Indiana Pacers are basically in a holding pattern right now. They can either re-up Lance for probably more money than they'd like to, or they basically let Lance go and there's not a whole lot else they can do to get better. So basically, their options are try to work with what we have by paying more money to Lance Stephenson, and correct me if I'm wrong here, or basically let Lance go and just be an overall worse team than we were last year?
They need help, man. I don't think Paul George can carry him by himself.
Yeah.
Kind of learned that last year. So I think they're going to want to bring him back.
Right, right. But they'll want to bring him back. But what if, you know, they see that number 9 pick? They, you know, see they could maybe get a player or two. What if they could get Gerald Henderson, that pick, and, you know, what's Michael Kidd-Gilchrist for Lance Stevenson?
I hope no one trades for Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
Right.
But, makes sense. I think Gerald would fit pretty well over there. But definitely would behoove the Hornets to do that deal, I'd say.
Right. I don't know if Lance is going to work, right? Like, I talked about guys having a little bit of the crazy. It feels like he's got a little bit of the crazy gene.
A lot of the crazy gene.
And he's, I don't know. Does he already have a bad taste in his mouth? Is there too much bad blood? Like, you get a guy like Kobe who riffs with management. That's okay. He's Kobe. You got a guy like Lance who's not got his money yet, and he's also not really ever delivered any accolades for you, and you're already rifting. I mean, do they really want to – is it really worth it to them? Like, this team could blow up, and I feel like they could still be a contender in 2 or 3 years considering how bad the East is versus paying Lance, and this is potentially a very unhappy marriage for a long time.
Yeah. I agree with everything you said. And nothing – ate all the cake. I got nothing to eat there.
I don't know, man. This is going to be – this to me, even more than LeBron James, is my favorite free agent story right now. I want to see what happens with Lance Stevenson because – you know, he's kind of like the Johnny Manziel of the NBA right now. The people that love him will be willing to pay a premium, and the people that don't like him wouldn't want him on their roster on a discount. Right.
Where do you think he'll get close to? He's not a max guy, right?
I think he's about 11 or 12 a year.
So you think he's less than Lowry, right?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
What about would you rather do a who would you rather own kind of thing?
Yeah. Go with that.
Who would you rather have, him or Hayward?
Him over Rudy Gay easily. Hayward, it would really depend on the composition of the team. If I have a really good point guard already, I think I would want Lance Stevenson. If I don't have much ball handling, I'd rather take Gordon Hayward because even though Lance can handle the ball, it's sort of a he has almost like the most selfish assists I've ever seen. Like he's actually trying to get the assist for himself, even though he is technically getting an assist.
Nice. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I pretty much agree too. What about him or Parsons?
I got to go with Parsons with that size and his ability. I really, really like Parsons.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I feel like you get Parsons on a team where you don't have so much ball domination from a James Harden. Like if Parsons, wouldn't he be the perfect player to go and play along like a Kawhi Leonard out in San Antonio?
Oh, yeah. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, I feel like Greg Popovich could wring every last ounce of talent out of him. Could you see him in New York?
Yeah, for sure. I think that he would definitely fit with the range. The three-point range would really help him in the triangle.
Yeah.
He's more of an above-the-break guy for threes, but I could see him kind of becoming more in the corner. That'd be kind of cool.
All right, cool. Well, do you have any last thoughts? That about wraps it up. You got a lot of other free agents here, but
Interesting guys. I think Patty Mills is going to be a fun one to watch. We talked a lot about Pop maximizing guys, but Patty Mills, top 10 in effective field goal percentage, really, really, really good. Not bad on defense as he was coming into the year. He kind of grew as a defender a little bit. He was really bad last year. I think Ramon Sessions is an interesting name to watch. The Lakers, of course, we talked about Nick Young, Jordan Falmar, also unrestricted, Wesley Johnson, Jody Meeks. I mean, all these guys are going to wind up on some roster. Be curious to see where they go. Darren Collison is opting out. He'll be a free agent. So a lot of decent point guards. So, if you miss out on Lowry, I think once Lowry and Bledsoe go, there's a lot of guys you could check out there too.
I think anybody who pays Patty Mills is going to pay him a lot, and they're going to be a fool for doing so. Just my
you think so?
Yeah.
Like, as in years or as in, like, so what would you pay Patty Mills?
Okay, so if I could get him no matter what I was going to pay him, and I had to be fair, just I couldn't try to lowball him, I would give him, I'd say 3 years, $15 million.
That's probably about
what I think. I think he's going to get 7 or 8. Maybe even really? 9. Maybe even 9.
He didn't play enough minutes. He's only played, I think, like 4 games in his career over 30 minutes.
But isn't that part of the draw? Like, you know, you're great in Popovich's system in limited minutes. Let's extrapolate that to the number one option on a team playing you 35 minutes.
I think teams are smart enough to know that, though.
You give front offices a lot more credit than I do.
Yeah, I guess so.
Looking at some of the deals that these teams sign, sometimes, like, you know, the Bucks, for example, the Pistons, I don't give a lot of front offices. In fact, there are very few front offices I give credit to.
The Pistons are really, I mean, Stan Van Gundy's almost in over his head. And for a team that is that bad from 3-point range to have the guy who is arguably the most famous for 3-point domination, they were ranked number one in threes, I think, for like 4 or 5 straight years when he was there with the Magic.
Yep.
Now you're going to the worst team with 3-point percentage, or like in the bottom. I think they were like second or third last in percentage. But yeah, man, they're screwed.
My quick thought on that: I would really like to see Brandon Jennings turned into Jamal Crawford.
Yeah, I think so. I would definitely fit.
Yeah,
I think Brandon Jennings is my most hated player to watch, by the way.
Yeah, I absolutely can't stand him. In fact,
I hate contested mid-rangers. I rip my hair out when I see them, and that's all he does.
The number of times I see him, my favorite thing that Brandon Jennings does is when he'll be on one side, one wing up by the 3-point line, and he dribbles under the rim, back out, and then like steps back and shoots a 3-pointer.
Yeah.
That's like
And the fadeaways, threes.
Yes.
Contested fadeaway threes.
In the corner. So many of those. They're amazing. When they signed Jennings and Josh Smith last year, I took to Twitter and I said that the Wizards would be better than the Pistons this year, and it wasn't even close. That was one of the ones I did end up being correct, so I gotta throw that out. I gotta pat myself on the back for that one.
Yeah. Man, a lot of people thought that was gonna work. How?
I did not, did you?
Playing Josh Smith away from the basket is just such a bad idea.
My favorite was that quote he gave during the year where you know, he was asked about the 3-point shooting, and he said basically, you know, that all the people who study analytics, they don't really understand the game. That's why he shoots them.
Yeah, he's like, I don't care about my shots within 8 feet at the rim, which is dumb. You're better when you score at the basket. He's way better. If you take away his at the rim buckets, I think it's like in the high 20s, the shooting percentage.
Yeah, wasn't he like the worst shooter? I think he was the worst shooter in NBA history, right? If you take away his 8-point, or his within 8 feet of the basket shots.
So bad, yeah. It's one of the worst.
Yeah, I thought I saw a stat. I don't know exactly what the qualifications were, but I saw a stat that at least in some category, he was the worst shooter in the history of the NBA when you know, quantify it a certain way.
Wouldn't surprise me, man.
Yeah, it does not surprise me at all. But Mike, thank you so much for joining me here today, buddy.
This is fun.
Again, it's at Mike S. Gallagher on Twitter, writer for RotoWorld, and you got that free agent piece. When do you speculate that'll be out so we can have a few people check it out?
It'll be out Sunday.
Okay. So, yeah, make sure you guys go check that out, and we will be back actually next week. I think we agree to that, right? Next week we can come back and talk about what actually happened in the draft, and we can give our predictions for that.
We don't have to play so many hypotheticals. That should be a little easier.
Sounds good, my man. Take care.
You too.